The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the intifada of the Palestinian people has already started. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says Iran will defend the Palestinian movement in any possible way. Ayatollah Khamenei is warned that the enemy seeks to destroy the Palestinian cause. Tension between Moscow and Ankara is simmering over the shooting down of a Russian military jet by Turkey in Syrian airspace. The Russian Foreign Ministry says Moscow will not wage a war against Turkey but will seriously reconsider its relations. Sergei Lavrov says the downing of the jet was pre-planned. Russia says it's sending one of its most high-tech air defense systems to an airbase in Syria. President Vladimir Putin says the anti-aircraft missile systems would be deployed to the Hmeimim Air Base. Earlier, the Russian military said a guided missile cruiser is set to be stationed near Latakia on Syria's Mediterranean border. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has defended the downing of the Russian warplane near the border with Syria. Erdogan says Ankara does not want any escalation with Moscow, and what Turkey did was simply defending its border. He says he has stressed, rather, that the Russian jet was shot in Turkish airspace. Israeli forces have shot a Palestinian man they accused of stabbing and seriously injuring an Israeli near the city of Al-Khalil or Hebron. There are conflicting reports about the fate of the Palestinian. The occupied West Bank has seen a wave of violence since October following Israel's crackdown on Palestinians. Thousands of Palestinians are facing deteriorating health conditions due to Israel's blockade on the Gaza Strip. The Palestinian Health Ministry says some 3,500 patients are in need of medical treatment in Gaza. It says the patients are waiting the opening of the Rafah crossing to be transferred to Egypt for treatment. North and South Korean officials plan to meet to prepare for high-level talks aimed at easing tensions and improving difficult relations. The officials will decide on the time, venue, and content of the negotiations during the Thursday meeting. Tensions escalated since August after a landmine injured two South Korean soldiers. And U.S. Army officials say last month's bombardment of a Doctors Without Borders hospital in the Afghan city of Kunduz was resulted from human error. Investigations show the warplane that pounded the hospital was intended to target a different location believed to be a Taliban base hundreds of meters away.